More shooting victims in Minneapolis so far this year than in all of 2019. By A.W.R. Hawkins on July 27, 2020. The city of Minneapolis has seen more shooting victims so far this year than it did in the entirety of 2019. The Minneapolis Star-Tribune reported that there were 269 shooting victims in the city for the whole of 2019. There have been 275 shooting victims thus far in 2020. Moreover, the Tribune reports that the total of 275 shooting victims also surpasses yearly totals from another 7 out of the past 10 years. The news broke one day after the Minneapolis City Council cut $1.5 million from the MPD's $193 million budget. The Minneapolis City Council unanimously approved a pledge to disband the police department, Breitbart News reported. Minneapolis City Council President Lisa Bender of the Democratic Farmer Labor Party, DFL, vowed that the council would dismantle the Minneapolis Police Department and replace it with a transformative new model of public safety. Minneapolis City Council member Jeremiah Ellison, DFL, son of Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison, D, echoed Bender's sentiments. "We are going to dismantle the Minneapolis Police Department. And when we're done, we're not simply gonna glue it back together. We are going to dramatically rethink how we approach public safety and emergency response. It's really past due," Ellison said in a tweet. Chicago, New York City, and other Democrat-run cities are also witnessing a surge in gun violence in 2020. On June 25, 2020, The Washington Post reported that out of the top 20 cities for violent crime in America, 17 have Democrat mayors. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @rhawkins. Reach him @rhawkins@breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.